Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:07. It is June 10th, which is National Rosé Day.
As in rosé wine?
Yes. Rose Gray Day.
I might celebrate appropriately
there
later today.
There you go. Welcome, Rose Gray. How are you?
I am really, really good. Just a lot of stuff going on. First of all, for anybody that is thinking about traveling this summer, I am just telling you right now, I look at the TSA numbers daily because that fascinates right. me. I'm sure not everybody would agree, but we're just in a complete state of wonderment about how many people are traveling in 2023. It's crazy. And so one way to help you out and to make sure that you get the best bang for your vacation buck and you're not wasting time and you've don't have time for all the research, this is when you bring in an expert. This is all I can say about that. When you are doing this on your own, and I see people and hear people saying, like, well, I get great enjoyment out of that. That's great. And you can bring all of that to your consultation with our travel advisors. But you don't know what you don't know. You are going by things you've looked at on the website, or how do you know how reliable this company is? Bring that information to us. We love that. But let us enhance your research. Let us help you with that.
Rose Gray, are you telling me everything I read on the internet is not true?
Yes, I'm sorry to tell you. I don't want to burst your bubble here, my friend, but there's a lot of things that are not. But one thing that is true on the website is the remarkable contest Fox World Travel is having with our partners at Apple Vacations.
Well, everything at foxworldtravel.com I can trust. I'm just saying,
please.
Everything on the internet I can't trust.
Yes, please. Yes. But when you see this giveaway.
It's awesome.
You start thinking to yourself, all right, is this legit? And I actually, many of our almost 300 Fox family members have posted this because they want people to know this is legit.
Yeah.
You can legitimately enter to win a chance to stay for 4 nights at the fabulous Dreams Riviera Cancun and Resort and a $1,000 flight voucher. So
can't beat that.
You can't beat that. So it's in celebration of our partnership with Apple Vacations. For those of you who know, you know, we do a great big sale with Apple Vacations every July. Yep. We're doing it again. I can't spill too many more beans than that. But if you want more information, this is the place to be, WTMJ. This is where you listen to get your information. But if you enter for a chance to win by June 30th, you and a friend could enjoy a beautiful stay at Dreams Riviera Cancun Resort and Spa. I have stayed here.
It looks
beautiful.
It is
a family-friendly resort. It is a four-diamond resort. And we can get into what actually does that mean? What does a four-diamond mean? The difference between a five-star and a four-diamond and all of those kinds of things. It's in a luxury resort. The food is amazing. The accommodations are second to none. It is a family-friendly resort. So in the event that you want to bring a child or add two more children to the package or whatever, we can certainly accommodate that. And it's as simple as clicking on that link. So it's travel, and then we go down to vacation travel, the orange header, and then that takes you to our vacation section, if you will, of the website. And there are little indicators on each side of the banner. If you can't wait to scroll through, just go get to that. Win a trip for two to Cancun. 4 night stay at Dreams Riviera Cancun and Spa. Spa is important. with a $1,000 flight voucher.
And this is just a random drawing. So once
random
you enter,
drawing.
You
yep.
could win.
Yep. We don't go back and say this person never booked anything with Fox. They're out. We never say this person is from San Diego, California. They're out. We know we have a global reach. Fox has a global reach. And so we know with streaming and all the fabulous things, you can listen to us. We have podcasts. We talk about that all the time. Our podcast is on our website, but you can also get it what?
Wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast. And we would love, love, love for you to be the lucky winner of this fabulous prize. Thanks to Apple Vacations and Fox World Travel.
What a great way to start the show. All right. So now let's open the phone lines and talk travel with you. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. The Fox World Travel Show is up and running for another week on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. 9:15, going to be a beautiful day before the rain rolls in this evening. A high of 83 with the sun shining. Some clouds rolling in by the afternoon. We announced the big Alaska trips last week, and they're selling like hotcakes.
They are selling like hotcakes. I knew they would. We always know they would, will. And so we've got Alaska and Denali. That's the same itinerary. We name it different things, and people always say, wait a minute. I don't get this. We have to differentiate internally. So one is called Alaska and Denali, Solstice Adventure. Guess why? They're traveling over the 21st of June.
Okay.
And then Alaska and Denali, The Last Frontier. Alaska and Denali, Explore with Colleen. So each one is named something different, but they're all the same. It's essentially 7 days on the land, Fairbanks, down to Denali, down to Anchorage, down to Seward, get on the ship in Whittier, and then sail the Inside Passage for 7 days. Okay. And that sounds, I just made that sound like bloop, nothing. And it's, you know, whoa. And then Alaska and the Yukon, that one is a little different in that you go into the Yukon Territory and get a little bit more gold rush history. You get to see White Horse and Dawson City, and then you go down and you get on a four-day Inside Passage cruise in Skagway. And we love to offer this one. Holland America is the only cruise line that offers this particular itinerary because we know that lots of people who might be considering Alaska are thinking more about the land and less about the cruising part of it and are a little hesitant. Maybe have never big ship cruised before. Maybe 7 days on a ship seems intimidating to them. And so this is a great way to, pun intended, get your feet wet in the world of cruising.
All right.
So we love that one. That's selling fast. We also have got the exotics, which we talked a lot about in the last several weeks, which so I won't bore you, but Vietnam, Japan, and Egypt, all three going as we anticipated. Those are smaller groups. So we want to make sure that if you're still thinking about those, you get talking to one of our travel advisors. But if you scroll past Hawaii and into Europe land tours, you will find a new one called Magnificent Spain and Portugal. And it is a great itinerary. Spain and Portugal have been very much requested by our Fox fans.
Okay.
And so we have accommodated them. So this is in late April into May, and it starts in Lisbon and it ends up in Barcelona. And I can't tell you, it's just such a phenomenal day. I just made a big boo-boo. It starts in Barcelona and ends in Lisbon. I just was following some of my friends who are in Barcelona as we speak, and I just remembered how much I love, love, love Barcelona. It's just an amazing seaside city with some of the freshest seafood ever and some of the most amazing opportunities for strolling down Las Ramblas and eating tapas and drinking sangria. And I love, love, love that town. But anyway, we move from Barcelona throughout Spain. It's a beautiful itinerary. We hit Madrid. We hit, I will say, Seville. Some people in my Spanish world would correct me and say Sevilla. And then we go into Portugal and end up in Lisbon. So
again, kudos to the website crew for the photos that are up to kind of show you what you're going to see. The history of this country, these countries, looks amazing.
Yeah. So again, we know you wanted it. You asked for it. We ask for suggestions. You provide them, and then we work on that, and we get those requests met where we can. So that's what's going on with new groups. We also want to talk a little bit about destination weddings. Those things are going crazy. And of course, people think of destination weddings, and Dayton, you probably are among them, and you think, oh, we're going to go to Jamaica, we're going to go to Cancun, we're going to go to maybe Puerto Vallarta. We are finding out more and more people are looking for some crazy destinations, including Donna, one of our wedding specialists, is taking a group to Wales. They have a Welsh ethnic or
background.
Background. I guess that wouldn't be an ethnicity. It would be a, anyway, that's where their roots are, their European roots, and they still have family in Wales. And so they're doing a fabulous, amazing destination wedding in Wales.
Yeah, I guess when you think destination wedding, you're right. You more think beach, tropical type stuff, but it could be anywhere.
Right, and Morgan.
And that makes sense.
One of our good marketing team members is actually at a destination wedding in Africa right now.
Wow.
And so it doesn't have to be Cancun, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic. Those are easy places and certainly maybe more realistic opportunity for your guests, but it's things are popping in the destination wedding department.
When we went to Punta Cana in January, there was a wedding every day.
Yeah.
Every day on the beach there was a wedding. It was crazy to me.
I think people are realizing that you can roll your honeymoon into your wedding. You can, the cost is less by far. I mean, honestly, you haven't had to deal with this probably for a while, but I mean...
Oh, we spent a lot of money on my daughter's wedding.
How many years ago was that?
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah. So this is fresh in your mind and your checkbook. I mean, it's crazy how much weddings cost.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the fact that some people need that and want that. And we respect that. And sometimes I listen to destination wedding supports or specialists. Sometimes they literally talk somebody out of it. You know what? I don't know. You seem like you are a very detail-oriented person. You're looking to go to Jamaica where everything is laid back, and this may not be the kind of wedding you're really envisioning.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's just going absolutely crazy. Lots and lots of people are calling in and texting in and hitting us up on our search and contact us links on our website saying, when should I buy my fall airfare to Europe? When should I buy my fall airfare to Europe?
This year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now you should be looking at it now. But remember, fall is shoulder season in Europe. So that means it's starting to slow down a little bit. We do know that around the beginning of September is when fuel prices fluctuate a little bit and things change. If you're one of those people that doesn't have something in place with regard to dates involving a tour, you've got all the time in the world. But if you've got a tour booked and you haven't added that air yet, you need to get on that. If you're traveling this fall, you're going to see them harvest the grapes in Italy or the olives in Spain or whatever it might be, you need to purchase that airfare if dates are critical.
You heard it right from Rose Gray here, Fox World Travel Show. Get your calls in and ask your questions. I do see a couple texts that have come in. We'll get to those. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
See any bullfights in Spain? Is that part of it?
Yes,
it is.
Definitely. Well, I don't know that we will actually go to one. I think that we've started, the tour companies have started presenting those as optionals because not everyone's...
Like an excursion that you can go on.
Not everyone's cool with the whole concept.
Right.
So, and there are some where the bull comes out the hero.
So we announced the Spain-Portugal trip that you guys put up on the website. You have something like every week, right? You're kind of rolling out things at foxworldtravel.com.
We are. We have a couple more coming out, so you want to stay tuned for that. And many of you are very aware of the fact that big names on WTMJ usually do a come-along trip, and those are coming out very, very soon as well. So they shall remain nameless until I have signed contracts and we have the ad spots already recorded, and then we can talk about them. And then those people will join us on the air. It'd be great if they come in studio, but they might do it by the phone or what have you. So
855-616-1620. Speaking of the phone, that's the Old National Bank talking text line. Got a text here that says, we're going to Canada, New England cruise beginning October 8th. When we are in Bar Harbor, we want to explore our Acadia National Park. Unfortunately, free shuttles end on Columbus Day. What are my options for renting a car?
Excellent question. And isn't that funny? They end on Columbus Day, but I guess that would make sense probably. But so this particular texter is on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Sea. My first thought was to go to their excursion page and find out if they're offering excursions to Acadia National Park.
Right.
They likely are. And then I will also tell you this. There's a company that's called Shore Excursions Group. Shore Excursions Group, they also do offer an Acadia National Park shore excursion, which means they'd be right there at the port to pick you up and then take you on this particular adventure. I also notice that our friends at Viator have Acadia National Park activities as well. That what you would have to do is figure out where to get to the meeting point, because they don't come to the ship typically to pick you up. And then option number three would be to actually rent a car in Bar Harbor. So that's where your port of call is. So you would take a cab or an Uber, or even ask your cruise ship. The people at the activities desk can help you with this to get you a transfer to the place where you'd pick up the rental car. And then you can have that rental car for the day and use it as you see fit.
So lots of different
options. Lots of options. Yes.
Perfect. Let's go to James in Fond du Lac. Good morning, James. What's your question?
Hi, I have a quick question about Jamaica. We've been going to Mexico for years and years and years and thought we'd try something different this year. But I've heard from friends that there's security and dangerous issues about Jamaica. And I also see that the State Department now has that as a level three reconsider travel to Jamaica level. So I'm wondering about that. And then I'm also wondering if Rules has any familiarity with the Ocean Eden Bay Resort. It's an all-adult resort built in about 2020 or 2021.
Yep. So let's take the safety question first. I want to give a shout out to Peter Greenberg, because he does, he's the eye on travel. He's the guy that does everything. And I listened to his podcast the other day, and this is the way he addressed somebody who questioned the safety in Jamaica. There are pockets or areas or cities that are far worse than others. And you get that all the time in Mexico as well. So for whatever reason, the State Department decided to elevate that level is unknown to me, because I think those crimes and atrocities, and then they are the same for all of us. But this is what Peter Greenberg said. If there was a terrible crime that happened, a shooting or something like that, in Cincinnati, and you were planning to go to Cleveland, would you change your plans? So that's kind of the same thought process. If there's something going on in Kingston, Jamaica, look at the island and see where Kingston is, not a tourist area, that's causing them to elevate the level to a level three, which is what they've done. And you're going to the completely opposite end of the island, be it Ocho Rios, be it Negril, or be it Montego Bay, would there still be concerns? So I would take a look at that. The other thing I want to mention is I took a family of 14 to Jamaica the last week of April. We left on the 26th of April and we came back on the 5th of May, and that warning was in place. We were just very diligent and very careful and very cautious. Yes, I've heard what you are referencing. Yes, it is a luxury property and has gotten very good reviews since it opened.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to call.
Yeah, have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Judy, Donna, hold on. We'll get to you coming up. It is the Fox World Travel Show.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
A little local culture going on. We've got the Tosa Greek Fest at St. Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Church this weekend, and Polish Fest, of course, at Henry W. Meyer Festival Park. So if you want to get out and see some culture but not travel across the world, you could do that today.
Right, and you want to have some serious fun, go to Polish Fest.
Yes, exactly. Whew. Let's go to the phones, 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Judy on the line. Good morning. Thanks for holding on. What's your question for Rose?
Well, I have a disability where I have to use a walker or a wheelchair, and I want to go and take my family on a big trip. And we're looking at possibly either New England or Alaska, but I'm concerned about whether they'll be able to accommodate my walker or wheelchair.
Yeah, so thanks. That's a good question, and both of those are handled a little bit differently. But I will tell you this. If there is a cruise involved, cruise lines in general, and I'm putting them all in one big basket as I say that, are very, very helpful with regard to your mobility on board. So they've taken care of the walking part of that. And then they also will help you with, if you want to rent what they call a scootabout, those mobile scooters. And so they will help you arrange that as well. Now, in some cases, if a wheelchair is required, then you have to kind of take it case by case, cruise line by cruise line, tour company by tour company, and find out how they're going to handle that. Are they going to fold it up and put it underneath the coach each time? Can you maneuver steps on and off a motor coach? And then do you want your wheelchair waiting for you upon arrival, or would you just use your walker during that part of the trip? So those are all questions that an advisor would work with you on to determine, A, which of those two destinations might be the best, and then which tour operators / cruise lines would handle it the best. Are you leaning one way more so than the other?
Well, my bucket list would be Alaska. It's going to be 8 adults and 4 kids. The kids are 13 to 7.
Yeah. And you're going to be maybe surprised to hear, but we are seeing more and more multi-generational families with children. Now, I'm not saying infants or toddlers, but I would say 6 years and up, more and more of those types of guests in Alaska, because, you know, I think a lot of people have this misguided notion that Alaska's for old people. For some reason, like we waited until it was our 50th wedding anniversary to go. But really, Alaska has so much adventure and so much nature and so many opportunities for learning for kids in a fun environment that we're seeing lots and lots of kids traveling. And I use that term loosely. Let's say 6 to 21, we'll call those kids, traveling with multi-generational groups.
And are you able to do some excursions?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if you want to do whale watching, certainly you can do that. If you wanted to do something as wild and crazy as maybe helihiking on a glacier, maybe that wouldn't be possible. But I know I've actually had on my groups to Alaska somebody that used a wheelchair to get to the spot where they boarded a whitewater raft and went whitewater rafting from their wheelchair. So anything's possible as long as you work with professionals and they know which tour operators and cruise lines to suggest.
Great questions. 855-616-1620. Let's go to Donna in Watertown. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Rose, my husband and I have a trip planned to Japan. My mother was born in Yamaguchi, Japan.
Oh, wow.
And yes, I know. We're super excited. So last week, I remember hearing that the trip was half full.
Correct.
And by the way, I love the small numbers. My question is, do you see that the trip will fill up? I mean, it will, if there's not 18 people, will the trip still go?
Well, we always have to have a minimum to send a tour manager. That's what the asterisk and that number is all about. But I just text Colleen, who actually texted me back and said there are 6 seats left.
So it's going.
It's going.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And thanks for the extra tips. I'm taking notes, you know, like the phone, you know, if we want to have our phone prepared and the extra tip money and whatnot. So thank you for your program.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day.
Beautiful. Thanks, Donna.
What a nice lady.
What a nice lady. And how excited that I am so connected that I can reach out and find out how many seats are left. Because normally I would have gone and logged into our booking engine and seen it, and I can't get on for some reason. So, yip, I have technical support behind me.
There we go. Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Lots of text to get to yet. Some more phone calls. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Down each avenue or via street or strada, you can see him disappear.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Kevin setting the mood.
I love it.
855-616-1620, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Rose Gray and Dayton Kane here taking your calls and texts. Barb in Franklin on the line. Good morning. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Yes. We're going to be traveling to London, England, and we're looking for a place to stay. There's four ladies going, and we're just trying to get some direction as to where would be a good place to stay for a night or possibly two.
In London, is that what you said?
Yeah.
London.
Yes.
Okay.
One of our stops is London.
Okay. So here's my question. And when you say stop, is it just a stop over to continue on, or are you actually going to like want to do some sightseeing and experience some London?
Yes. Okay. That is what we're looking to do. Yes.
Okay. So what you probably want to do is start looking at what each one of the neighborhoods offers. We kind of break this down into Covent Garden, Knightsbridge, and it's kind of up to you to kind of look at what's closest in those neighborhoods to what it is you're hoping to accomplish. So that, you know, like if you say we definitely want to go to Harrods, you want to stay in Knightsbridge. If Harrods is a big part of your itinerary or your wish list, then you want to stay there. So what I would do is I would look at an actual map of London and then say what do we want to see? What are our
travel goals.
Do we want a nightlife? Do we want sightseeing? Do we want shopping? Do we want dining? You know, that kind of a thing. And then you can kind of figure out where you want to be. So you want to be in King's Cross. You want to be near Victoria Station. You want to be near Paddington Station. You kind of want to figure that out. Now, once you fly into London, how are you making your way into London itself?
We're flying into London.
Okay.
And we're thinking of staying overnight, one night, maybe two. And then we're moving on to Durham.
Okay. Yep. So I really, really, really would give yourself two nights because you're flying in, you're jet lagged, you've got a little bit of that afternoon, you sleep there, and then the next day is when you do all your sightseeing. You would sure hate to cut that short and only maybe do a half day and then continue on. So like I said, you kind of want to take a look at, I'm flying into Heathrow. How am I getting to this neighborhood that I'm going to? And do I want to be in Kensington? Do I want to be in Knightsbridge? Do I want to be in Mayfair's pretty high end? Unless I had a real big reason to go there, I might avoid that. Covent Gardens, those are all kind of the areas. Are you going to see theater? Are you going to go shopping? Are you dining? And then that will probably determine.
More than likely we would be doing some sightseeing and some shopping. Probably.
Okay, maybe take a look at the Westminster area, because then you would be close to like Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey and all that kind of thing. So maybe take a look at the Westminster area.
Okay.
But I would definitely give myself two nights. I feel like you are going to shortchange yourself on London if you fly in, do a little bit in the afternoon that you fly in, and then use the whole next day for some serious London sightseeing.
I see. Okay. And as far as I don't know if I can ask you another question or not, but the train, what is the train? I want to make a phone call to the train. I don't know if we can get our train tickets ahead of time or move on, you know, the rest of the way.
Right. So there's a couple different ways you can do it. And so the tube is super, super reliable and easy to get around. Right now, if you listen to the show, you heard a couple weeks ago and again last week, some people were talking about the rail strike that was going on in London. And in all of the UK, quite frankly. And I was checking on the BBC to find out like the dates. And right now they're being really good about telling you what dates certain lines are going to be striking. And this should not be a long-lasting thing. The worker should eventually get what it is that they want, and then that will be the end of that, we hope. But okay. In any event, yeah. So there's a couple different ways you can do it. And taking the train is absolutely the best way probably to do it. I shouldn't say the best way. I would say the most economical way to do it. Another good way to do it is if you have the wherewithal, and because you have four people and you're dividing it, you might also decide, you know what, we're going to be exhausted. We just want to take a private transfer. We want somebody waiting for us. And then as we move about the UK, we will continue to use public transportation. So I would take a look at that a little bit as well and see if that's something you want to treat yourself to, is having somebody waiting for you upon arrival.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy, and don't forget, you, even though you may not have booked the entire trip with Fox, you can always get our services are available to you if you do need them. 866-GO-FOX-GO.
There you go. We do need to take one final break. Another segment coming up. We'll get to as many of these texts as we can, but there's a lot of them. The Old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Thanks for all the participation this morning on the Fox World Travel Show.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
As always, you can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, including foxworldtravel.com. It's up there by Monday or Tuesday every week, right?
That's somewhere true. That's true. So,
all right, couple quick texts here that came in. Kendall said, Kelly Exec Limo Service in the UK is a good one. So if you want to get a private transfer, Kelly Exec Limo Service. We also have London Hop On, Hop Off Bus is great for sightseeing, thanks to Kendall.
Yeah, we've talked about that a bunch of times, and it's everywhere, but in London it's really important because you can just see the whole entire, get an overview of the entire city and then feel like you at least dipped your toe in, as it were.
From the 920 Premier Inn, Broadway in Wimbledon's a great hotel and great location. So thanks for everybody for chiming in.
I love that.
Yeah, that's fun. So let's recap. We talked about a Spain-Portugal trip to kick off the show.
We did. April 26th through May 5th. A lot of people requesting Spain and Portugal. We can't accommodate that on a river cruise, but we know that there are other ways to do it. So we put together a beautiful, beautiful land package that starts in Barcelona and ends in Lisbon. And we know that's going to be a really big hit. We also do want to let people know, Dayton, that the Mitchell Field, and I just heard a commercial, I think, while the show was on for flying out of Mitchell Field. Why wouldn't you, right? And if you got a nonstop, for sure. But they're going to be offering passengers an opportunity to enroll in TSA PreCheck from July 25th to August 5th. So when you enroll in that, you don't remove your shoes and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very, very good value, and we talk about it a lot. So these pop-ups happen all over. One was just in Appleton with the TSA. 9 to noon and 1 to 5. This is July 25 through August 5th, Monday through Friday. So they don't do it on the weekends. So according to the news release that I saw, they're encouraged to pre-enroll and schedule an interview. So instead of having to wait to, you know, get in and all that kind of stuff. Now, I have worked at the Appleton Airport last summer when they had this happen, and we had a Fox booth there that year. Okay. We're not doing that. I don't want anybody saying, where's Rose? But they did also take people who walked in if they could fit them in. I don't know that there's going to be open appointments, so I would make that appointment. It's a five-year membership for $85 payable by credit card, money order, check, or whatever. Personal checks and cash not accepted. So you got to have something, figure that all out. But what a great opportunity for those of you who have been texting and calling in saying, I can't get an appointment. This is your opportunity. July 25 through August 5th.
Perfect. I think that's about it.
Well, I guess.
Give people how to get in touch with you and when.
So Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Calls are great. You can set up virtual appointments. Contact us button will get you to the right people. Give us as much information as you care to share. Who's going? Where are you going? When are you going? Ages of the travelers. So that way we can get the ball rolling much quicker than starting from scratch when you make that initial phone call. But we're willing to do that as well.
All right. Great show. Thanks for all the participation. Every Saturday, 9 a.m. right here on WTMJ. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Have a great week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. And we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jessica Gatzo.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.